Welcome to the Billy Osment Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Billy Osment and Peter Meagle. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Billy Osment Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com, and look for the Billy Osment Radio Show segment. Among all the other things Billy does, Billy is presently serving as the Vice President of Helping the Less Fortunate Ministries. Billy's mission is to help those in need and to prepare the young, elderly, and the disabled with the skills and knowledge they need to be responsible citizens. Billy strives to help those who are struggling to learn in a loving and caring environment. This is an exciting time to be in business, and we're pleased to learn more about building fortunes with Billy Osment. Now on to our show with Billy Osment and Peter Meagle. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Meagle's here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Thursdays is always a very special day for me, especially at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I get a chance to have a radio show with one of our favorite people. That's Billy Osment. Billy and I go way back, almost, I guess, maybe 2 years or so ago. She started working with us as like a customer, and I really liked Billy Osment. She was very nice, and she was helpful, and she was very smart, and she was very committed, and she's into helping as many people as she possibly can. She does things in her community. She does stuff with her husband, Costell, to help lots of different people, and she's a tireless worker, and she leaves everything on the field. If I would use a football analogy, she leaves everything on the field. By the time she falls asleep, she's done. And she started to send me some accountability reports of some of the things she was working on during the day, and I was like, heck, Billy, you send me more accountability reports than people that work for me send accountability reports. Like, what's going on here? So we really started a nice friendship. And then she started doing home-based businesses. That's when she was working with us before. But she started doing a home-based business with a company called Zingular. And for those people that need the spelling, it's spelled X-Y-N-G-U-L-A-R. So X-Y-N-G-U-L-A-R. And when we started doing these radio shows with Zingular people, there was Kim and Donna, and they were bringing together their team. And they had wonderful stories, like unbelievable stories about a fantastic product, an eight-day challenge, which to me should be renamed an eight-day walk in the park. They were talking about weight loss. They were talking about a lot of things. Some of them were financially more successful than previously. Some of them it really helped them out. And they were really heartwarming stories. And I said, you know, this is the essence of what a home-based business is really all about. It's being where you are, working with people that you really like and trust, and having a nice social event as well as financial and physical stuff going on, not only for you but also many generations. And I decided that we were going to do this as a permanent spot on Building Fortunes Radio. So I am super proud to always be able to introduce Kim and Donna, but we always start off first with Billy Osment. So, Billy, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter, for those very kind words.
You're welcome.
Welcome, everyone. Tonight, our very special guest from Zingular is our very own Christine Pacoli. Here to introduce Christine is our very own Donna Huffman, who's a mother of two. She has Carmen and Corey. She's also a registered nurse and received a recent promotion in Zingular. Okay, Donna, take it away.
Thank you. But I do have four children. I have Christine, Sophia, too. They're a little bit older. I'd like to introduce Christine Pacolik. She is an amazing lady that I met down in Oklahoma. And she is married to Pablo Gonzalez with two boys, 4 and 6. And she's from Alberta, Canada, currently living in Ontario, Canada, where they had to flee as their family to be closer to family after being evacuated from their city a year ago in Alberta due to a natural mass wildfire. And she graduated from the Institute of Holistic Nutrition in Toronto, Canada in 2007. And in 2007 to 2008, she worked in a wellness center as a nutritionist. And in 2013 and 14, she ran a private business for nutritional consulting. In 2014 to 16, she worked as a heavy equipment operator for Canada's largest oil and gas industry, Suncor. And she is a little lady, and she drove this great big huge vehicle that was just unbelievable. And she's got a magnificent beautiful voice. And she began Zangular in 2016, and she has ranked as an executive in 2017. And we'd like for you to take it away and let us know your story, Christine.
Thank you so much for such a nice welcome and introduction, Donna. I'm so happy to be here today and share my story. I would have never, ever thought that I'd be where I am today, to be honest. Even back when I studied holistic nutrition, finishing in 2007, my passion has always been wellness, helping others with their health and feeling better, and that had always been a big passion of mine and focus is in helping and serving others in my life. And for, you know, to be with this kind of a company, wow, I would never have pictured myself in behind a wellness company, because I always, you know, we were trained to pretty much working with people one-on-one and whole body approach. And I was so, so pleasantly surprised by what Zangular offered. And I'll get to that in a minute. But to kind of, yeah, touch on, maybe I'll just kind of start from just before that wildfire that happened last year. We were living in Alberta in Fort McMurray, where my family and I lived for 8 years. And just prior to the fire, as Donna mentioned, I actually was working for a year and a half. I actually took on this job as a heavy equipment operator. I was operating the largest haul truck in the world, Caterpillar 797. It hauls the oil sands in the oil mines. And I really only took it for security for our family, looking for more financial security. And honestly, it's what everybody did up there in Fort McMurray. And just an opportunity had presented itself where it was a, you know, easy way to get into that industry. And so there I was, the worst fit ever. Talk about a square peg in a round hole. It was really just, it was a growing experience, but I was just not a fit for that job whatsoever. I did my best, but let me tell you, it wore down on every part of me, including my health, where, I had always been passionate about wellness and helping others, and I had allowed, actually, through circumstance, between this crazy long shift work and two little kids coming home to, just my immune system, my whole health had really done a downward spiral. And I recalled saying to my husband right before the fire, saying, you know what, I don't know how much I have left in me to continue with this job. I don't know what we're going to do exactly. And he had been running a boutique hotel bed and breakfast our family owns in town, and we had felt that it was time for him to step down from that. So that was winding to a close, and didn't really know where the future was going to take us, but that's where we were at, you know, just like ships in the night, so crazy busy with our schedules. And even on my days off, I was like a zombie with my kids. I just felt just worn, and actually I was chronically sick for an entire year because my immune system was so shot. Hormone imbalance, was all part of that. Lifelong anxiety was exacerbated by that job of mine, and I had major issues with insomnia. I was dependent on sleep meds at that point for quite a long time, and chronic back pain due to a few injuries that, again, exacerbated. I ended up having to use muscle relaxants every other day. So there's the snapshot of my health. It was not in a good place. Then the fires happened. If any of you had heard, there was a mass wildfire that moved through Fort McMurray and pushed all 90,000 of us out of our community.
Wow.
In
90,000.
Holy cow. Over 90,000 of us were evacuated that one day, and some of us fled down a single lane highway that led to the closest city 4.5 hours away. And the other part of the town that my family and I were in, we fled north, which led 70 kilometers north to a dead-end road. And all that was up there were some of the oil sand camps. And we were just evacuating from the city because not everybody could go south on the highway. So with those of us on that end of town, we were just told to go north to these camps. And we actually had, charter planes were flying in to fly us out. We were given bingo chips for tickets. It was wild. You had dogs and birds on the plane. Like, it was just, like, surreal. So we all safely evacuated.
And you did this with two little kids. And you did this with two little kids, right? Like,
yes.
They were like little kids.
Oh, yes. They were, you know, I mean, I don't know.
One and three?
What were they
one
now?
And three?
Three and five.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, we were the lucky ones because we got into the camps and there were thousands lined up on that full 70-kilometer stretch that were just lined up on the highway with nowhere to go, with kids and babies in the car and no food, and they spent the entire night on that highway. So we were some of the last that were accepted in. We were actually lucky. So we were given the option of a room for the night or the first flight out. And obviously we chose the first flight out. To my surprise, as a first-come, first-served basis, the last people accepted, we were on the first flight out. So what does that tell you about the denial people were in? We're all in shock. But, yeah, we took the first flight out, and what we didn't know was that day that we fled the city, we did not know that we would not be returning. We had decided that it was almost like, you know, God had pressed his pause button for us, and we were able to get off that crazy hamster wheel. We were unhappy. We didn't know where the future was going to take us, but we just wanted to be happier, and I wanted my health back. We wanted better quality of life together as a family. So we decided to move closer to family, as we had none, actually, in Fort McMurray. So we had close friends but not family. So we thought, you know what? We're going to find something. We're going to just make it work. I don't know what it is, but we're going to do this, and we're going to, you know, take a total leap of faith here, and we're going to move closer to our family. And that was all the way across Canada. I mean, that's almost like California to New York for those of you in the States, all the way across Canada. So here we are. And
did you lose your house in the fire, or you just never went back?
You know what? We did not lose our house. We didn't find that out for a good few weeks or a month. I mean, we didn't know. We were waiting for reports to come out, so nobody really knew what they had lost. Yeah, I mean, you could have satellite images and, you know, pretty good guesses and all, maybe, but yeah, confirmation of that anyway wasn't for a while. But no, we did not lose our house. Actually currently renting it, so we were blessed by that. There were thousands that did. But we decided not to move back. We decided to walk away from basically two stable jobs and two kids in tow, and now we had two homes, two kids, and no jobs. So some people may have thought we were crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
Yeah, it was honestly a testament to how unhappy we were, and we just, you know what, that's the desperation of just the need to just be happy and really just do something that was more fulfilling for us. And it was almost a gut intuitive or, you know, God-led or whatever you want to say, but I just felt very strongly that it was our time to make this move. And so when we moved, my husband had gone back home to pack up our things and literally drove it all the way across Canada. So while he was away, I was with the boys, and I will share this really interesting piece of the story, which is how Zynga came into my life. And I have told many people that this was actually given to me, and I will explain how, is that one night my boys woke me up as usual in the morning, and this morning I'd woken up out of a very vivid dream, and in this dream I was trying to get our family out of Fort McMurray and needed some help, and everybody was in this large crowd of people, and everybody was saying, you need to talk to Dave Murray, you need to talk to Dave Murray. Well, this was a man, Dave Murray, I had gone to church with as a little girl, hadn't seen him or his family in 25 years, and it was very vivid, and I woke up thinking, what the heck am I dreaming about Dave Murray for? Well, as I'm waking up, I look at my phone, and right there is a message from my mom that says, Dave Murray just stopped by to visit. I gave your number to his daughter who's doing something in wellness. I thought you'd be interested in. So that hit me between the eyes, and I ran to the computer. I needed to know what she was doing. Obviously, I needed to know. So I contacted her. We had a two-hour conversation, she shared her whole story with me, as so many inspiring stories in this company, as you've heard some already. And so she shared with me hers. And, of course, my health being in the worst place, I was very intrigued. But, of course, given my nutritional background, I said, listen, this sounds amazing, but I need to see, you know, product listings. I need to see what's in this stuff. And I haven't, you know, really gotten behind much of what's out there per se for systems. So, you know, I took a very good look at the product listings, and I mean, I remember that moment just looking through these ingredients one after another going, oh my gosh, like this is, wow, like what an amazing synergistic blend between herbals and essential nutrients, and the purity was there, and it was like what you'd find at a health food store. It was everything and more that I would recommend to people, and as I looked further into the system, I saw the Whole Foods approach. It was literally like, I mean, I could have designed that meal plan. it was balanced, and it was all the Whole Foods, and, you know, I was thoroughly impressed. Along with all the anecdotal evidence, the success stories, I just knew this was something that I needed in my life, and I needed to try. My friend was telling me, hey, the company's amazing. There's 100% money-back guarantee. So, you know, my husband wanted to lose 25 pounds as well. I thought, you know what, we're going to do this together. And either we're going to have results, we're going to love it, we're going to feel great, or we're simply getting our money back. So there's nothing to lose, right? So here we go. We're just, you know, just moving into our new house. And here we are starting out our journey with Singular on product. And I had already told a couple of really close people in my life that I knew could desperately use something like this. And they ended up doing it with me. I had a number of people, just a few friends, do it with me from the start. And as this started to transform my health, and I mean in those first 8 days was like a 180-degree turnaround on my health. From day one, my hormones started balancing. I was able to fall asleep like a baby. I haven't needed my, you know, sleep meds I was needing. I've just been able to sleep so much better. It's improved that. I haven't had any of my anxiety issues come back in the last, you know, 10 months since I started with Singular, which is just incredible because that was lifelong. And you know, I haven't needed my muscle relaxants for my back pain. So this has just been like amazing. The pre-kid energy my husband and I have is just, that's what we call it, pre-kid energy. If anybody has kids out there, you know what I mean. But, you know, that's the only way I could articulate how fresh I felt and how like good balanced feeling that energy was. Just like, this is what I felt like before I had kids, you know, in early 20s or something. This, I feel amazing. So, you know, and in our first 2 months, we collectively dropped the 35 pounds together that we needed, and we were blown away by this. So we started sharing this right away, you know, as we were feeling the changes in that first week. We started sharing it with our friends. I decided to share it on Facebook, social media being a great way to share things with our friends, you know, especially as we moved to, across Canada, and we knew nobody where we lived. So I, you know, started sharing this on Facebook, and I mean, my first 20 days, I had 18 people join me on this journey, and in 2 months, I'd earned over $11,000. In four months, it had exceeded my oil and gas industry paycheck, which are, you know, really healthy, let's say, but I'd exceeded that by a few thousand by month four in the company, and by month six, I had doubled it. It's only gone up. I've been in with the company for 10 months. I'm moving closely towards silver executive now. We've earned 5 all-expense-paid trips for 2. Just got back not long ago from an 8-day cruise in the Caribbean, and we're headed to Dubai. In November next year, we'll be Bora Bora. So it's just unbelievable. I mean, the opportunity that this company provides for people, you know, given the nature of my story, where it was a total leap of faith, and I trusted a friend and said, you know what, I'll, you know, see what this does for me. And just that yes, that taking a chance, and really it's not much chance. There's no risk. It's 100% money back. But just having said yes to this opportunity has absolutely transformed our lives. And, you know, we have an incredible future ahead of us. We get to change lives. So many other friends and family that have joined on, we've been able to see their health transform. Incredible stories, you know. So my sister actually being one, I shared this with right away, and she had fibromyalgia for 7 years and hasn't had any pain, and back to doing what she loves, running marathons, things like that. So when I mean like life-changing, it's not just a trite phrase. It truly has been life-transforming through so many. And so now my passion has quickly grown from, you know, obviously as a nutritionist, I'm so excited about the system and what it does for people's health, but given the nature of our story, my passion is quickly becoming helping people find a better way. We're in a huge economic crisis in the world today, and what this company provides by just helping share your story and helping others regain their health. I mean, what more rewarding thing is there? And then the company rewards you in huge ways. So that's becoming my passion. Is, you know, I've helped friends already not have to go back from their maternity leave and go back to work and leave their young ones. They're able to stay home with their babies now, right? Things like that. Just great opportunities, you know, where my friend, maybe another friend, doesn't have to do her overtime. She's not gone away from her kids for many more days that she has to be. Now she has a better quality of life. She has more rest time. She has more time with her kids because of the singular opportunity. So, yes, it's very, very exciting. And that's what it's done for me.
Mm-hmm. That's a great start. Well, you're on a roll. So we're going to take a little commercial break. I'm going to come back on this side. We're on with Kristen, and her last name is Pacolyk. We're going to put this up on the website for those people looking in, but it's Pacolyk, I guess, right?
Pacolyk,
close enough.
Yeah.
Pacolyk, so there
Christine
we go.
Pacolyk.
So we are here with Christine Pacolyk, and we're going to be right back. We're on the Billy Osment Radio Show. Be right there.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
We are here. Peter Ringles here. We're on the Billy Osment Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio. For those people listening in, you're hearing an incredible story, just like an incredible story all over the place. It's like a roller coaster story from people that have had some real challenges. I, too, Christine, I live in Florida. And there was the year 1998 where the whole entire state of Florida was on fire. They actually closed down the roads just like they did over by you, and they kind of evacuated us out. And when we left our house the one time, I wasn't sure if we were coming back. Like, I didn't know if we'd have a house to come back to. So that is the scariest thing on the planet, when you get the knock on the door and somebody says, you got to get out of here, and you're really just getting out of there. Then you go into the mess, and it's a disaster because there's a zillion people that are not prepared. All those types of things that are really, 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 really stressful situations. While you were talking, though, I heard 797 and caterpillars. So I did a Google search for an image of a caterpillar 797. That's what you used to drive?
That's what I operated. Yeah, it's about a 400-ton truck, and it loaded. They were about 800 tons, and quite often in the mine, especially the weather in Alberta, you're, you know, a good part of the year, 8 months a year, you've got snow, so you're dealing with icy ramps, slippery ramps. And then when that melts, you're dealing with about 2 feet sometimes of just this really runny mud that you're just, you know, you're off, not kidding. You end up, you know, fishtailing a little bit and sliding sideways almost down these ramps. It's not for the faint of heart.
No, that's a huge truck. That's a huge thing. So I'm gonna ask you to kind of do this a little bit, because I'm gonna use an analogy of like your brain, and then your life. Like, your brain is a little teeny weeny thing, right? But it can control this huge thing. So fit that into what happened with you with Zingular. You know, you got started, you took a chance, your belief system grew up, and now you have this big thing that you couldn't stop if you want. Like, if I said to you, I need you to stop your Zingular business, you couldn't. It's growing on its own, right? It's growing, it's fish trailing all over the place. There's a little bit of muddy things over here. It gets cold in the winter and whatever, and you're going through. It's a dynamic thing, but people are coming out the other side, and they're having great results, and you guys have that, you know, money-back guarantee, which everybody talks about. But share a little bit about that, like how your life has gone from, like, with, you know, the little teeny person inside that huge vehicle, the technology does it, the computer software does it, because it's not just like you turn in a wheel, like you can't push the thing if it gets stuck on your own. So talk a little bit about how Zingular has been that huge vehicle for you, with you just kind of pulling the strings and kind of guiding it in a certain direction. So can you kind of blend that that analogy together?
Well, yeah, and I think, first of all, it all starts with a leap of faith. Because I remember getting into that truck and just, you know, are you kidding me here? Like, there's no real training, you know, you're learning in production. And they literally say, you know, you're not going to learn any other way. So you just got to get in and drive. You got to put it into drive. And it was the same way. It's like, you know, it's just getting on that product and getting your story and seeing what it's going to do for you. And then having that, getting out, for a lot of people, it's getting outside of your comfort zone. That's that putting it into drive thing. It's like, just get out of your comfort zone and being able to share what it's done for you. For a lot of people, it's not easy. And I know, you know, Facebook Live is a new thing. And I tend to, like, really enjoy speaking and all. But when I get on those live videos, for some reason, like, I just get so nervous for those lives. But you got to be willing to, you know, just get out and do it and share the story, because this is hope. I always tell people, we're not sharing products. I'm not selling products. I'm literally sharing hope. I'm sharing also a better way for people. So, you know, my passion to help people helps with that.
You sit in this thing for the first time, you're wondering, like, a little bit of doubt, like, am I going to be able to do this? You know, how do you get this thing started? There's, like, a whole big they probably don't have a little teeny-weeny cab, right? It's probably pretty big. Like, you probably, I don't know.
Yeah.
The whole thing is so huge. It could be a little bit daunting. So that's a little bit like starting a home-based business and the leap of faith that you've done already, right?
Yeah, and I will say that, you know, I will say that I've never in my life done anything in network marketing and direct sales, ever, ever. I was always that person where I thought I could never, you know, quote, sell something to my friends. I could never do those home parties. Well, I don't. I never have felt that I do that. And, you know, my friend Nikki Rempel shared her story with me and telling me that, you know, within 6 weeks in her business, she had earned over $36,000, and she's now earned in 2 years over $1 million with this company. I just started laughing in disbelief, you know. And what this comes down to is the network of support that we have in our company is that you're not alone. It, like in the cab, I had a mentor to tell me every step of the way, the next thing you're going to do is this. Now you're going to do that. Pull this lever, right? Press that button. And it's the same thing. I had an incredible leader, and then that's how we work in this company, you know, is you have a leader that is, you know, takes you under their wing, and they're going to show you step by step, you know, how we effectively just share our stories and do this, because, you know, I'd never done anything like this before. So that's what I said to her. It's like, how do I even do this? She's like, it's really easy. We just share our stories. I'm like, seriously? That's it? No, seriously, it's not, you know, she's like, it's not that hard. You just, you know, be consistent and be, you know, you're already passionate about this. There's really not much more. So, you know, just having great leadership, people who believe in you, and also my faith. My faith was a huge thing that's just kind of in the backbone out of everything. So if I've ever had those moments of doubt, you know, even in building the business, because listen, right from month one, we just moved here. We had no jobs. My husband was looking on the internet for jobs. I said, just wait. Just don't go finding a job yet. Just give me time. Just hold on. This is happening here. Something's happening, and I'm going to make this work. So don't go find a job on me, because I need you here to help with, you know, the kids and the house. And basically that's what we've done. 10 months now, we've not had to look for work. You know, we both work out of the home, and we tag team between the kids and all we have to do. And I, you know, because of my husband supporting me and my faith and everything, I've been able to just kind of dig into our Zingular business here. So
there you go.
It's just, yeah. Been amazing.
Yep. The thing that I try to visualize in my mind relative to you and that big truck is that big truck represents all the things that Zingular and the people behind you and the customer support, and they can handle the load, and they kind of working for you even though you're not working. You're pushing some buttons, little levers, you know what I mean? But there's this huge, massive mechanism that is behind you working on your behalf that you could have never done on your own.
And absolutely.
And the amazing thing that I just want to kind of get to our Building Fortunes radio audience is that they have, I don't know if you start those up with a key, but imagine you do. Like, I don't know. Like, imagine they give you a key, like you put it on your keyring. Well, imagine that there's a big truck vehicle like that available for everyone that joins your business. Like, everyone gets a chance to drive their big truck if they want to. And that's how you can move the world. You know, so that's like an awesome visual, because when you look at what it could do, and then you just say, now that's singular, because it's the home office, it's the company recognition, it's the people, it's the Building Fortunes radio show is a small component of that, you know, but the reality is this huge mountainous mechanism that can actually move anything that's out there. If you let it, you just have to climb up into the cab and learn where the buttons are. And that's really,
I love that.
That is a great, you know, it's just a nice visual for a guy like me just say, wow. So I could then ask, you know, you want the keys? It's X amount of money to get started and the money back guarantee if it doesn't work for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, so what,
which
what
is incredible.
Yeah,
the way the company sets that up, too. It's just your own product. It's your own product to make you feel good. That's really it. There's, you know, no company buy-ins, no expensive stuff. And here's the thing about that incredible machine that's behind us, is that the company has designed itself in such a way that it has just got everything that we need in place to be successful. It's just anybody who decides to do it and run with it. And share their story. I mean, like you said, it's just, it's open to anybody and sky's the limit. And something that sets apart our company from any other that I know of is that our company shares 12% of its monthly profit with all of its ranking distributors. I mean, that's incredible. We kind of call it our monthly bonus check because it's outside of any of your business building activity or commissions. And last month, my bonus check alone was over $4,000. I mean, that's just because it's part of that 12% profit share. It's amazing, incredible company to be with. So, yeah, I love that analogy.
Great, great, great story. Okay, so we're going to be done. We're going to have you back, obviously. Thank you very much for being here. Wonderful story. It's riveted all the way along.
Thank
we're going to bring
you.
Billy Osmond back. Thank you. So, Billy, over to you.
Thank you, Christine, for being our very special guest tonight. Your amazing story has touched our hearts and will help so many members of our listening audience. God bless you, Christy. Remember to get back to the people that has invited you to the show for more information on Zingular, the products, the opportunity, the lifestyle, and so much more. God bless everyone. Come back next week. And remember, we love you. Okay, Peter, take it away.
See you next week.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.